الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said in the Quran, فَإِنَّ تَذْهَبُونَ. He said, where are you going? I want to remind myself and you, it's very important to take stock of the fact of where we are now and what is the cost of remaining where we are. For that we need to first define our current position in life in every sort of way. For example, materially speaking, where are we? In terms of our material assets, where are we? In terms of our careers, where are we? In terms of our families and our relationships, where are we? In terms of our spiritual development and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where are we? We need to define these things very clearly, as clearly as possible. And once we have done that definition, then the next step is to say, it is to ask yourself this question and say, what is it costing me to remain in the situation that I am in? Remember, this life is like a highway. If you are sitting still, you will get run over, right? You have to move. You have to keep moving. No matter what your speed is, we have to keep moving forward. If you are not moving forward, if you are sitting in one place, you will get run over. And that's the state of this life. So now, let me give you an example. For example, if you say that my current situation in life with regard to, for example, the upbringing of my children, where am I now? You say, I am in a situation where I am working in a foreign country. My children are living in my home country. My wife is there looking after the children. The children have grown. They are in their teenage. They are boys and girls, both of them. My wife is alone and she is unable to discipline them. She is unable to give them the guidance that they need, not because there is anything wrong with her, but because it takes two people to bring up children, minimum two people, right? And one of them is not there. The father is not there. Now, that is your current situation. Whether you ignore it or you don't ignore it, that is the reality of where you are now. And what is the cost of remaining where you are now? The cost of remaining where you are now is that you will then, if you stay in the same place, you are then going to see a situation, may Allah forbid, where your children are completely out of control, and then the children are doing things which bring disgrace and dishonor, and they bring loss on you, right? And similarly, if you take any other situation, say your relationships, you say, well, what is my relationship with my parents? How is that going? Currently, where is it now? You say, currently, my relationship with my parent is by that I smoke the peace pipe, but I keep the gunpowder dry. And that's the kind of relationship that I have. Now, obviously, that's a highly undesirable situation. So what do I do with the relationship of my parents? And the cost of remaining where it is what? Is the fact that when I die, if they die before me or if I die before them, at that time, this cost of a strained relationship with the parents is going to be very, very heavy. Right? Now think about this also, and very importantly, and number one is with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, what is the cost of remaining where I am today in terms of my own life? What is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I even have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the state of my ibadah? What is the state of my dua? Do I have a speaking relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I on talking terms with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner of speaking? Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking to me in a direct sense of wahi, but do I talk to my Rabb? Do I tell my Rabb my things? And is this happening? Is this a normal thing in my life? Very important for us to take stock of where I am now and to assess what is the cost of remaining in that situation. I strongly advise you, and I remind myself, let's do this today. Before the end of the day, let us sit down and let us look at and define our own situation in life and say, where am I today? Where am I today with respect to various aspects of my life? And ascertain for ourselves, decide for yourself, are you satisfied with where you are? And if you are satisfied with where you are, wallahi, we have no problem with that. I'm not going to argue with you about that. If you are satisfied with that, alhamdulillah. But if you are not satisfied with that, the time to do something about it is now. It's not tomorrow, it's not the day after tomorrow. The time to do something about it is now. If you are satisfied with your life, fine. But if you are not satisfied, the time to do something is now. And even if you are satisfied, I strongly recommend that you go and ask the advice of people who know better. Because many times we are satisfied with doing wrong things. Just because you are happy means nothing. Many times people say, you know, as long as you're happy, it's okay. That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense, because a person who's doing evil is happy in his evil. A drug addict is very happy when he is in under the influence of drugs. An alcoholic is very happy when he's inside the bottle. So that doesn't mean anything, right? We have to be happy doing the right thing. And whether we are doing the right thing or not, sometimes we can decide for ourselves. But sometimes it is necessary to ask the advice of our elders or people who have more knowledge and see if what I'm doing, is this good or is it not good? I strongly recommend that we do this. Let us keep the door of Islah open. Anyone who thinks that he is above Islah, anyone who thinks that he does not need correction in his life, is the most misguided of human beings, right? And therefore, it is very important for us to have a Muslih, to have somebody we can ask, to have somebody who will take the trouble to tell us and be clear in our minds about where we are now and what the cost of remaining where we are now is. And once we ascertain that cost, then let us do something about changing that situation and getting into a better place than where we are now. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to show us to guide us and to show us the way, because there is no one except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can show us the way. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.